Hi there. May the God of the Bible bless your life. And He blesses you with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is also known as a gift. He gives you a gift. And what a gift. Well, yesterday I was talking about God's Spirit poured out. Then the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28 says, "It shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy." If you want to understand more about it, go to yesterday's episode and watch the video. I'm talking about the sons and the daughters. Today he says, "Your old man shall dream dreams. When a person gets old, the elderly of age, they give up on life. But those who have the Holy Spirit, they still have their dreams. Your young man shall see visions." Visions. So the young man will have vision concerning the work of God, the word of God, and also the future. Also, men servants and maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. You see that it is for everybody, for the children, for the sons, the daughters, the old men, the young men, the men servants, and also the maid servants. He said, "I will pour my Spirit in those days." So the Holy Spirit is available for everybody. Food for thoughts. The Lord does not discriminate anybody, even upon the children, the servants, or those who are considered slaves, those who are in prison, the incarcerate, the population behind the bars in prison. He promised to put His Spirit, and yes, the Holy Spirit will descend upon you, empower you. I invite you who are black to seek the Holy Spirit. You who are white to seek the Holy Spirit. Men, women, even you who say, "I am the least, the last one." Well, the Holy Spirit can come upon you. Let us take the test. Let us seek the Spirit of God. Let us talk to Him. Over there, please, close your eyes. Almighty God, God of the Bible, You do not discriminate. You do not condemn anybody. You said, "Return to me, and I will return to you." You didn't say A, B, C, D, rich, poor. You just said, "Come to me." And now, my Father, we pray together for this person that has been discriminated by the society, by man, by the human being, by the past. Oh, Lord, my God, I ask you right now that you may enter this person's life. There is a promise to come upon all flesh. Lord, enter the life of this person. Enter the body. Let this person see you, not physically, but see you inside. She never had a father figure, a mother figure. This person feels like she was not welcome in the family. Actually, like Job, this person did not want even to be born. Oh, Lord, but you chose him. You chose her. So I am asking you right now, enter this person's life. Enter, my Lord, to renew, to revive, to show to this person that you care, to show to this person that you are the same. Come to embrace this person, my Lord. Come, my Father, to empower this person right now. Embrace, Lord, their lives. embrace this person's life. I ask you, oh, my friend, receive the Spirit of God. You are the boss or the employee. You are the master or the servant, free or slave. I say to you, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the presence of God. I invite you to lift your hands to heaven. I invite you to open your heart and seek the Lord. Go ahead. Oh, my Father, I thank you. I cannot see, I cannot feel, but I know lives are being transformed. I know souls are being changed. I know your Spirit is transforming lives right now. Be transformed by the Lord. Be transformed by the Spirit of God. He embraces you, empowers you. Hallelujahs. Amen. Praise God. You can continue seeking the Lord. You can continue worshiping the Lord because He is there with you. Tomorrow we are going to have the day 15. We are going to continue seeking the Spirit of God. Share this link with somebody else. We had now our 2 weeks of the fast of Daniel. Let us go in full power to the last week. What did not happen until now will happen to you. Stay blessed. Stay tuned for our next video tomorrow. God bless you. Just believe.